I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Overtime. DOC on the hot microphone, Mad Max, pushing all the right buttons. We appreciate George Stark dropping some old school knowledge on us. It was always fascinating, man. Leadership. What you look at Wagner, Ertz, seasoned leadership. That by guys that can still want experience, that's what your coaches are for. A guy that's leading by example as a player has still got to be able to play. And that's why Silk was so invaluable. And when you play with the Over the Hill gang and the Hogs, the Fun Bunch, that's what makes it so unique. Carrying over those lines and then still being able to get the job done. And he led off the field in a way that you could never, ever, ever forget. It's great. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A lot going on the local front. We don't want to forget any of that. Big games going on. And leading all into tomorrow in the Burgundy and Gold. Invade Tampa, no stranger to it. Our guys, our coverage will be there. B. Mitch and Finley, obviously doing what they do. The Rooster will be in Tampa. Well, he's always. Wherever the action is, you can bet the Rooster will be there as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You know, yesterday the Curly W's playing a doubleheader today because of the cancellation, rain out, so we're going to be on top of that. We'll lead into that coverage, and hopefully we'll take two today. To the lines we go. We start off with JYD going for the three-peat with your Chiefs. Man, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we won by a dog's paw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won.
You know, but I just listened to George Stark, and just brought back all the great memories with George Allen, and because George Allen, he just got, I mean, he was suspicious of everything. He was up there checking the light bulb sockets and everything else because he wanted to see if they had anybody putting any listening devices in around the park. So that's just the way he was.
Thorough.
Listen to George Stark, brought back a lot of memories, of course, and of course he went out to Kansas City and he was playing against some of those great players that they had out there, Curly Kopp and all them, and they certainly were, all of them were Hall of Famers, you know, and then he did get back here and he became a great tackle for us or whatever. But yeah, nowadays, these guys out here, you know, I just don't see how anybody can consider them to be great football players until they actually have been in the flame of fire for a couple of years or whatever, you know. And then I hear people calling in on your show and all the other shows and people just laud them, and I ain't calling no names and all like that. Hey, the brothers are the brothers, but I can tell you, I can tell them this. Hey, do you know who Mike Evans is? Do you know who Works is? Whatever, yeah, the offensive tackle. Otten, their tight end. He's no slouch or whatever. In fact, Otten might be just as good as anybody that we got at tight end right now.
Mm-hmm. Tampa Bay is—they're not an expansion; they're a playoff team. They're a hell of a football team, and they're where you want to be. They're ahead of us in almost every category. I think anybody that—but again, I I don't think it's my position to take away anybody's joy. If you want to,
I don't take wanna, anybody. I don't do that. I don't take.
I think you have the right to be whatever you want to believe. Yeah.
I don't take away anybody's joy.
Yeah.
But also, but then here again, I'm not going to listen to a bunch of nonsense either.
Oh yeah. Well, you don't have to. I it's my job. I listen to nonsense for a living.
You know, but you know, I commend you, Doc, because I know you know the game.
Well, I appreciate it. But it's also, I respect the fact that anything can happen, and it often does, not regularly, but that's what upsets are all about. I would like to think we are capable of pulling an upset, that we're capable of surprising a team that underestimates us. And that is possible.
Oh, yeah. But, well, you know, on any given Sunday, anything can happen.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. But they're not going to give it to us just because we show up in shiny new uniforms. That ain't going to happen.
And
you know, but a lot of people think it is. It's not going to happen.
As far as these games that they got, some on Prime Video, some on Peacock, some on this and that or whatever, the only way they're going to stop all this stuff and give us back what we were used to or whatever, because they're making too much money, and the only way we as the consumer have to stop buying into it.
Yeah, well, good luck with that one, because we're we're addicts, and we're not going to appreciate the phone call, JYD. Look, this is what it is. Nobody forces us to do any of this. We do it because we love it. And this doesn't change the world, but it does make it a happier place to coexist if we do it with a smile. I mean, you know, there should be no anger. Nobody's better than anyone else. This is all for fun. And especially when it comes within our division, that we go, but we want to beat them, and we do want to win. Hell, I want to beat Tampa. I hope for goodness sakes that we don't turn it over. Because if we don't turn it over, we do have a chance. Antoine Robinson, one of my favorites. His keys to victory, running the ball. And I agree with that. You know, I preach it and teach it. And the O-line, mystery. We don't know. What we do know is that we've got the athletes, and that's important. Jaden Daniels, you could have anybody. I'm sure glad we have him, because he gives you a chance because of his quickness. He gets rid of the ball, his athleticism, his ability to make people miss. But I don't want him running around there like a target forever. The question is, how well will we tackle defensively? Well, you know, that kid in the middle, I call him kid, that young leader in the middle is going to be a heck of a difference for us. The things we control. We got a chance to be the more physical team. Now, we're going to have to prove it on paper. Right now, if you just go on paper, it would be Tampa. They've proven it. But we can win that battle. I mean, the kickoff team and all that stuff, well, we don't know. How boring was that last night watching it? I mean, but it is what it is. It's going to have to be worked out. But somebody's going to break one. We just don't want it to be against us, and we'd love it to be us that breaks one. You feel me? All of that is in our hands. What I don't want to do is give up a big strike on one play. And buddy, they've got the receiver and receivers to get that done. If we make people play long ball with us, we make them earn it. Every moment we don't give up a big play, we get closer to being able to win the game. But some of you think we should be the outright favorite on that. I don't know. I just, for the life of me, don't know how you come up with that. I need you to explain that to me. So do me a favor. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Love to hear how you come up with that, because I'm willing to learn. And Max, I know you are as well. I am. I got to see how you put that on paper. And that's the beauty about this. You don't win this on paper. You win it with your hand in the dirt. That's what I know. We got a chance. We're possible. You know why we could win it? Because we're in it. That's why we could win, because we're in it. But based on everything else that I've seen, paper or whatever else, I'm going, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It doesn't show up. But, you know, we shall see. Max, I'm not going to get into your financial business. I don't want to know how much. Have you had any contact with Eminem? Do we know that did he survive? I wonder, did he survive Green Bay and Philadelphia?
You know, I would love to know myself. I have not heard an update from the desk of Eminem on.
I know. I worry about that kid, man. I wonder how hard did he go? Usually, guys that go hard, like, they don't go that hard on the first game.
No,
they'll kind of pace themselves for the weekend.
Yeah, the first slate, I think, is where he's going to be making a lot of his money.
Yeah, that's going to be a great feel. I mean, it is so good to go. Then the injury reports, which, you know, I find I don't get hung up on them, because you don't know. You just don't know. Let it go. Because a guy can put down a report, he could feel a twinge and say, oh, hammy, you don't know. Let it go. It could also be false to make you think something. Love to say I got a hamstring. For receivers, don't fall into that trap. First play, they're going over the top. Because if you buy into that, you'll think, well, let's rule out that 9. He may not want to take me up the top because he's got a hammy. Don't buy into it. It's all games that are played, man. Played to keep your mind thinking something that may not necessarily be true. But that's the fun about it. That's the fun about it. Outside of this big game, is there another collegiate game that you're riding on hard today, Maxie? It doesn't have to be.
I'm thinking and I'm screening a call. I'm multitasking.
Okay, well, let me just say this. Terps, Michigan State.
Terps.
These are the games that...
I'm on Terps.
No. Crush.
Yeah. I'm on Terps.
Locke's boys got to come on Crush. Not that Michigan State can't win, but they just, you can't allow that to happen. You got to keep... You just have to keep stepping stones. Step all through it. And anticipate a nice house today for that. Well, want to take a break and then set up some calls? Max, let's do that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Longhorns in a drive against the Wolverines in Ann Arbor. There's no score as we get going right here on this huge college football Saturday, one day away from the NFL kickoff. We'll be right back.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent.
And I have a new podcast called The Varsity,
where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to AWOD and his army. Can't imagine how pumped up he is and will be for today and tomorrow's cast. It is a lot of excitement in this. Of course, the Wolverines just kind of look like they were able to ward off what looked like a pretty prominent scoring drive. It was, I guess, penalties cost the Longhorns. So we'll see what happens on that. Let's go to the lines. It seemed to be Uptown Mo. Uptown Mo, is that you? With some keys to victory.
Yes, sir, Doc. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure and a blessing to hear your voice on the radio.
I'm honored.
Man, me too. Every time I hear you, trust me. So, keys to the victory. First of all, going back to last night, when you have Lane Johnson and Mekhi Becton on one side. That's a huge right side of an O-line. If Saquon get 3 touchdowns a game, Doc, that's going to be crazy. That was scary last night. And did Jahan catch a ball? He didn't play last night, did he?
No, he played. He got a lot of cardio in from what I hear.
Well, I nodded out. Streaming is it's all right, but I'm just not. I mean, it's okay.
You can't change the channel.
It's not my favorite brand. I just got to get used to it. Signing up, paying $7-$8
to
watch something that I don't have control over. I wasn't strong enough to boycott.
You weren't strong enough to watch by alternate means, Doc?
Well, no, it's being an addict. I mean, they have full control of me.
I'll send you a link
that
next
I couldn't opt out. So I went in, and then the sloppy feel, I was so mad at myself because I heard that the surface is soccer field. They're going to be slippers like the Arizona when they ruined the game. When you don't respect the sport enough to at least give it a playable surface, that's totally disrespectful to me, to the sport, and to everybody that supports it. Well, you've got the money. You've got the money. There's no excuse for you. You are filthy rich. Make sure you do whatever it takes to make sure that the playing surface allows equal footing for both teams to function. And if you don't do that, then to me it's an absolute sin.
Well, if the first two games are indications, then we're going to have a hell of a season because those are two burners. I need our two hogs in the middle, Allen and Payne, to play like Bryant Young and Dana Stubblefield when they was in San Fran. We need to stop the run, because Baker Mayfield is 5'11". We need to push in the middle of the pocket. I believe that Fowler can still get the quarterback. Lou can get the quarterback. So we got to affect him in the middle. So he got to get off his pivot point. We have to play up on these wide receivers. I'd rather get beat trying than give up 5-6 yards every catch and let Mike Evans break a tackle and go to the house. And
I'm with you.
We have to be efficient on third down. I like the remnants of whatever they try to do. I don't like this horizontal passing game, but I know it was the preseason. We got to stretch the field in the middle. And we got to see what Noah Brown going to do. Of course, always run the rock. You know what I mean? O-linemen like to go forward. And our right side of the line, I don't like Wiley on it, but they got to play. They got to play because Villavea is 350 pounds. He don't even play with gloves or tape, Doc. That's how old school this man is. He don't play with gloves or tape on his hand.
He's a monster.
Ball. I'm ready for this game, Doc, but I sit back and listen.
Well, we don't know. Again, it's hide and go seek in the preseason, and we just have to hope. I call it the opening game is all about hope. Let's go to Germantown. Bobby, appreciate you jumping in, brother. What's going on?
Doc, I got a fever, and the only prescription for it is a Terrapins win today. I got to have more Terps.
Yes, indeed. Well, the Sparty, can't let Sparty get you.
No. I think if Maryland goes 0-5 or 0-6, when USC comes, that things could heat up and get really excited.
Oh, they don't need him to go, we need him to be undefeated.
No, not 0-6. 6-0. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, okay, there you go.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited to talk Terps with you.
Let me give you a little insight.
Go ahead.
One game, they got to beat Michigan State. That's all they got to focus on.
Today.
We get ahead of ourselves in Maryland way too easy. Just do this one. Knock these boys out. Crush them. And let's get through this one and get better and take our time. Because you got Penn State. You got the big boy. You know who you got to deal with, but one at a time. And then one of these years, we're gonna crack that queue. You've had Ohio State beat. You've had them all right an inch from victory, but we've not been able to close. Okay. We got to close.
Well, I think Billy Edwards or Billy the Kid's going to do good, and we got that quarterback coming out of Spalding. So I love
all
it, man.
All hopeful. All hopeful. Everybody's got hopeful. Everybody's got a recruiting list. Everybody looks good until they get hit right under the chin.
All right.
And then we'll
so they
see what
take
happens.
Care of it today, right?
There you go. Today. Appreciate you, man.
Right.
Stay in touch.
All right.
Go
you
Terps.
Have a good day.
Yeah, go Terps. We want this thing to happen, and we want it to happen in the worst way. Max, do we have time for pick?
Let's get one more break in.
Okay, let's get one more break. Pick, hang in there, and we will come in and get you. First String Podcast, my man. Stay with us. We're going to go strong all the way up to 1 o'clock. We'll be right back. We got it going on today here on Overtime. College football, no score in Ann Arbor. Longhorns and Wolverines. Texas has been quite aggressive on the offensive side. Speaking of aggression, the First String Podcast and this head honcho, Toothpick, welcome home. What's going on?
What's good, Doc? Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Listen, Doc, it's week one, right? Ain't this like the biggest pump fake of the whole season, you know? But it's one of those things where you can get off to a good start and set the momentum, right? And if you happen to lose, it just shows you that you have things that you need to correct, right? So let's look at this Kansas City-Baltimore game. It's, like you said, they got the biggest sledgehammer in the league, and they didn't use them the right way, right? And then you have probably the breakout player of the year, and Isaiah Likely, who just didn't have a dead leg at the time to win the game. But then on the other side, you got Kansas City, who has the world's fastest wide receiver right now. Thank you, Buffalo, who gave them Worthy, and he showed his butt, and they still got to add Hollywood Brown to this mix. And when you get Pacheco running better, and then you have the best eraser of all, and Pat Mahomes, who, no matter what the deficit is going to come back and get that hand to wiggling it and go down the field and show you why he's the best quarterback. So week one, you got to take it like this. Football is back. But it's still the biggest pump fake. We won't know what these teams are until 4 weeks in. You know what I mean? And the injuries, like we saw with Jordan Love, they're going to make a huge difference. So we just got to be happy that football is back, Doc. And I'm excited to see what the Washington Commanders can do down in Tampa. You know, and they talk about people not playing in the preseason. Our two big guys in the middle didn't play the entire preseason. Neither did Wagner. So I'm going to be checking for missed tackles and turnovers, Doc. I told you. That's what I'm looking for in week one.
All right. We appreciate it, Pick. Well, they didn't play. And Payne allegedly has a back injury and didn't play. So
yep.
If you can be nicked up and not play, again, we don't know what's going to be right or wrong. Andy Reid, you know, played some of his guns. We know in the past that Belichick has played his guns. Hey. We don't know until it's over who's right or wrong. Hey, good luck this week, man, with First String Podcast. Well, now we're going to Virginia. Kevin, you've been patient. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. The key to victory tomorrow is two words. Brian Robinson. If he gets 100 yards on the ground, the Commanders win. Even if he gets 90 yards on the ground, the Commanders win. It takes the pressure off of Jaden. It opens up the passing lanes, and it keeps their offense off the field, which I'm worried about because I'm worried about Emmanuel Forbes and Mike Evans matchup. You got to assume that Evans is going to beat him at least once for a touchdown, if not twice, if they are on the field a lot. So if you run Robinson, I think he's ready to have a breakout season. No one's been talking about him much. But I think he's going to be the main feature of their offense, and rightly so, because he's shown that he can do it, and he's a good back. And if we can get our big men up front moving forward and pushing off the line, it'll just help open everything up. So I just am going to watch him and see how he does, and I hope they have their game plan focused on him running and trying to be successful.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I would hope that that would be the way. That would remind me of El Rigo. I like the sledgehammer. I think it puts the O-line in a position to control tempo. But then again, if he's running, that means we've got to block Vita Vey. We got to block the big boy. We got to make sure we secure them up front. In a perfect world, I'd like to have it. But I'm flexible. Hell, if we throw it and score three touchdowns in the air, I'll take that. I'll take it by any means possible. I do know that running means we minimize the chances of turning it over if we don't fumble. So it all comes down to being sound. And unlike the Ravens, I don't want the game to end and I have any bullets in my chamber. I want to empty the clip. I think the worst thing you can do is not run, and not run until his tongue hangs out. And but we'll see. Will you tell me you won't take the victory if it ends up being cute or we end up doing some stuff? Well, I'll take it anyway. But I think the way that would be best is if we wear their D-line out by keeping them on the field and then keeping our defense off. Yeah, that'd be good.
We can't have Jaden being Lamar like he was. I mean, Lamar ran for, what, 130 yards the other night?
Yeah, way too much. Way too much. Yeah, it only works if you win. Only works if you win.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Appreciate you, man. Have a great one. Enjoy the ball game. Shang in Rockville.
What's up? What's up, Doc? How you doing today?
Well, you know, it's a little bit nerve-wracking not having no control over this. I'm at the mercy of the screen, and I've just got to hope that the teams that I have a vested interest in come out on top. There's nothing I can do about it, and just hope that they get into the fourth quarter. And knowing that we're coming in as the underdog, especially from the pro standpoint, you're on the road, and I have no idea, A, who's playing or what we're going to do while they're playing. So that's kind of cool, but it's also scary. You know, I like the comfort we used to have. We knew we had the bell cow. I'm not trying to trick you. I like you to know, yeah, we're giving it to 44. What you going to do about it? Nothing. Now it's hocus pocus. We got to go. We're going to outflank you. It's just all the format, all that. Well, that's cool. I'll take it any way possible as long as we win. I'm not even going to be hung up over how we win. I just want to win the game.
So I've been watching football all week, watching the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Packers. But you know who has my attention? This T-Mac kid in Arizona. Have you seen him?
No.
Well, you need to look him up. The T-Mac, the wide receiver from Arizona. He's 6'5".
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that kid is special. So I just want to get your opinion on him.
Arizona, I mean, they're low on my radar move. And right now, I got to be honest with you, all I care about is the Commanders beating the Buccaneers. And if we can do that, the rest of this don't matter to me, honestly. I mean, I'm pulling for the locals that our guys come up and win. But other than that, that's it.
But go check Arizona out this T-Mac kid.
I beg your pardon?
Go check out this T-Mac kid. This is the second coming of Randy Moss. He's going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft next year.
Well, you know what? That's cool. But right now, if we get him, I'm into him. If not, dude. Burgundy and gold in Tampa. Man, we in last place so long, I can't be worried about it. First of all, receivers ain't going to change our fortune right now. We're so broken right now. That's an accessory. A receiver is a lapel pin. It's a puff in your blazer. You know, right now, we trying to get shoes. We trying to make sure we got shoes that fit. They got soles that don't have holes in the bottom. That's how wrecked we are. That's an accessory. Appreciate your phone call, man. Enjoy your day. When we get to the point we can worry about a receiver, then y'all holler back at me. We structurally were broken We got to fix the frame of what we got doing. Then we can move forward. Receiver. We'll be right. Stay with us. Just heard from my guy Lamont Jordan, headed over to College Park. And good luck to Terps and LJ, our guy Lamont. I know he'll do a fantastic job today as we'll be closing out at 1 o'clock. And I told him we got 757. So let's, without further ado, because we up against the clock. 757, man. Who are you pulling for today and why?
No, today.
Irish.
I'm an Irish man. You know, I go back to the days of Tony Rice, Ricky Warner, you know what I mean? Rocket Israel, you know what I mean? The Bus, Jerome Bettis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those are my boys.
Lou Holtz.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But, first of all, hail to the W, Doc. I've been hearing everybody keys to victory. And, you know, it's all sound pretty good. You know what I mean? Everybody sound pretty good. But I'm going to say this, Doc. You know, I want to see us come out and actually act like we want to play a football game, be ready to play, fly around with some enthusiasm. You know, how often do we feel like that these guys just showed up to play last year? You know, how often do we say they didn't seem like they was ready to play? You know, so I want to see some enthusiasm out there. You know, you're playing a child's game for millions of dollars. You know, I like you having some fun out there and compete, you know. I want to see some attitudes, some guys flying around. I think that always gives you a chance to win a game. You know what I mean? If you're playing like you really want to be there and not just collecting a check. So that's what I want to see.
I'm with you, man. You know, that kind of equalizes things. Because Tampa is better. And they should be better. I don't know. I don't know what people are looking at. And again, I say I can't wait to see what happens, because obviously there are people that see things that I don't see. I don't know how on earth somebody could think that Tampa, that they're better than Tampa. I just don't know how you can look at that on paper. But again, I'm willing to learn.
That's on paper, though. But on the field, we got a puncher's chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, puncher's chance.
We got a puncher's chance. That's how it's going to be early on. That's why I always say complimentary football. If we can be solid on all three phases of the game, we'll give ourselves a chance to win. And like you just said, that's intangible. Let's go out there and want it more than they want it.
Right. Nope. That's our advantage. That's our advantage,
right.
And our only advantage if we keep it sound to the vest and control those intangibles. Hey, man, good luck with it, and I know somehow it tells me we'll be chatting tomorrow in postgame. Somehow, some way, I got a feeling I'll be hearing from you.
You know it, Doc, man. Hell to the W, man.
Appreciate you, man. Hell to the W, 757. Going to another one of our diehards, K9. Sabah. Doctor, how are you?
Oh, hey there. Hey, shout out to Paulie, man. It's nice hearing his voice again. You know,
absolutely.
We're all family.
The originals.
And
absolutely.
What's great about family is when we can disagree and still get along. That is what makes America great.
Absolutely.
You know, we all can look, sound, think differently, and all get along, because that's what makes this country the best country in the world. And that's what makes this radio station the best radio station, with guys like you bring all of us canines together. So, rough, rough. That's my little spiel. How'd you like that, rough, rough? Was that kind of crazy?
That's good. It's all good. It's all good. We all sound alike.
Okay.
We all sound different, and we all sound alike.
Exactly. Some of the northern, some from the south, some from the Midwest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, all right, here you go. First of all, keys to victory, I don't know, score more than the other team. Okay, I'm tired of all these people getting hurt. I mean, you pay these guys, Jordan Love, all that money, now he's hurting you. Aaron Rodgers, you pay all, he get hurt. They don't want to play in the preseason, in the first game, they get hurt. I'm so tired of these people trying to protect from getting hurt. Just get rid of the ball, guys. Get rid of the ball. When somebody's around, you get rid of the ball. Stop trying to run around, move around. Just get rid of the ball before you get hit. Because you are going to get hurt. So that's my biggest concern for our quarterback. You know, just get rid of the ball. Then I'm watching Michigan and Texas now, and it's just a good feeling, Doc, just to sit around on the Saturday, do my work on my computer and watch football. It's just so good. I can't wait till tomorrow, just watching all the games. And can I chime in about the WNBA?
Be quick. We're coming up on a hard break.
Caitlin Clark broke my heart last night. She needs to stop complaining. She needs to play ball because, let me tell you, they can go far in the playoffs, but they can't get by the Minnesota team. That's their kryptonite. They do not match up well, so she needs to win these games so they don't meet them in the playoffs, because right now they're the first team they're going to meet in the playoffs, and they will not go far if they have to beat them 2 out of 3. So
Minnesota's
no joke.
Have a good one. God bless. Yeah, Minnesota's no joke, man. Love the W. Been watching a lot of it. Jonesy, you might be it before the break. What up?
Hey, Doc, check this out, man. The keys of victory is always run the damn ball. You know what I'm saying? And stop the run. Baker Mayfield, you know what I'm saying? And make him hear footsteps in broad daylight. And we can get this game. The beauty about all of this right now for us, we got a slight edge. They don't have no game tape on us, but we got plenty of game tape on them. So we should be on them like a bum on a bologna sandwich tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying?
I like that.
We can get this game. We can get this game. All we got to do is just stick to the flavor. Hopefully, your Cliff Kingsbury dial up some recipes out there out of his cookbook, and boom, you know, we can go down there, get a win in their house. Like you said, go through their refrigerator, take out the food, throw our feet up on their table, spit it out, tell them it stinks, we don't like it, and leave.
Appreciate that, man. I like that, Jonesy. It's truthful that these are about basics. Who's better? Well, who knows? We'll determine that. They've got more experience. They've done more in the past. But as Polly mentioned, how about us just come out there and be hungrier, want it more? Why shouldn't we want it more since they've accomplished more? They're the team into the playoffs. They've got the experience. They got a better team on paper. But that was last year. So it is possible to come out there, but it'll be possible early on to come out there and do it. You go down there and fall down 10-0 if you want to, and come down there and think somebody cares about you, you'll be caught with your lunch money stolen. This is no joke. And you can't promote yourself out of this one. You got to work yourself out of this one. So, Max, you know what we're going to do? We're going to be until the bitter end, because we built for this thing, man. So let's get ready to rock and roll with it. What you say, Max? You ready for more?
Always.
All right, let's stick and stay. Let's rock and roll. Boy, we got a blockbuster. You know, a lot of these games are low scoring early on. 7-3 Longhorns up over the Wolverines. Got a lot of guys playing in their first game. You're the Wolverines and you've lost a large majority of your seniors and your big boys up front. Longhorns eyeball tests seem to they just look better. And maybe they ought to, because coming back with more upperclassmen and the quarterback. I mean, dude's no joke. But we'll see. Doesn't mean that you'll win. I had a chance to talk to Lamont Jordan. Shout out to the Terps, all-time leading rusher. He's pumped up about the Terps. It's going to be interesting, man, all the way across the board. Shout out to all the high school coaches and players and whatever that went through nothing like, you know, the Friday Night Lights deal, which also seems a little different to have had, Pro Bowl on Fridays. And, pretty soon, man, there's just no days that won't be unleashed by the NFL. It's that powerful. I mean, it is. It's the big claw that gets going. And then, of course, what we're going to be looking forward to, MLB getting right into the thrust of it and the Curly W's and going against Pittsburgh. And we'll be throwing it over to Charlie and Dave in a moment, and possibilities. And we got to get back on the good foot, you know, and get going. So what's your day look like, Max? Are you going to have your visor on, your cap, your pencil, and your calculator?
Yeah, dude, I'm ready. I'm ready for these afternoon matchups. I'm going to be probably watching Baylor, Utah at 3:30, watching the end of this Texas Michigan game, and then tonight we got Nebraska, Colorado. I will be locked
Nebraska,
in,
Colorado.
Strapped to my couch. I'm so excited.
You know, it is. Who do you like in that?
Give me Nebraska, but I mean, Colorado could cover, but I think Nebraska money line.
You took them on the money line. Yeah, and Deion, I don't want to say he's under any pressure. Nobody wealthy is under any pressure, okay? He's not under pressure.
He could take that Florida State job in 2 seconds if he got fired from Colorado.
Yeah, but are you giving it to him because you think he's going to help him win or for the PR?
But I mean, well, PR and recruiting and all that is probably why I'd end up doing it if I was Florida State, but I hate Florida State, so.
Man, I thought that was an untouchable job, but now you're right. This start now, Prime coming in, and what now I'm questioning, and what I want to know is that it doesn't seem to be as easy to put a team together off the portal. And I think that the argument with Clemson and what's going on there with their philosophical deal and sticking the stand, but you got to win the argument. And that's where we're going right now. It's going to be real interesting, man, to see where this goes. And with Prime with two top five picks, what happens if they're not winning? Does you shut them down? Do you keep that going? And then with Colorado, are they better off? It's been an economic boom, but is it a boom and burst? I mean, there's so much going on with it. In Nebraska, man, I grew up, that's a power. And right now, on the verge, can that be rebuilt? Will that happen again? Man, a lot of interest. Can't wait. And, of course, we'll have it going right here. Hokies and the Terps, where our interest will be definitely on. So, Max, I'm going to be praying for you today, man, because I think you're going to be in so heavy, I don't want you to get swallowed up. My attention is going to be with Charlie and Dave, brother, because I'm going to have my focus on the Curly W's. I'm going to be splintered today. God bless all of you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.